Hey. So, I had a tough time sleeping, and actually, I already lied to you. There was no sleeping involved. I just spent the last 4 hours laying in bed, eyes half opened, contemplating the last 8 years of my existence. And while doing that, I learned something about myself. I'm kind of different. And I think I'm okay with that. Let me explain. So, since my earliest memories, I can remember wanting to be someone else. I was always the tallest one in school as a kid. I remember the teachers lining us up for a fire drill or field trip, and they would order us by height. And I was always the last one in line, always in the back. It made me feel like everyone in front of me had something that I could never have. I don't know how to explain it. Not only was I always the tallest, but my hair is kind of crazy too. It still is. It's a battle, but I'm starting to be okay with that. But when I was younger, hell, we're talking like 5 months younger, I thought it sucked. I thought your hair was only supposed to be a certain way, long, straight, and combable. That's not my hair at all. My hair is unruly, curly, like a lion's mane at its best, and like an electrified sheep at its worst. Watching other girls with long, swinging hair, or videos where they come up elegantly from the ocean, majestically flip their hair around in an arc. Whoa. What a striking reminder that my hair is really quite different. But you know what? That's okay. It's not fun using smelly chemicals to straighten my hair or burning myself with a hot straightening iron. Besides, who am I really doing that for? That's the real point of why I'm talking to you. We see someone being themselves, and we envy that. We kind of want what they got. We want them to notice us, to accept us, to like us. So we mask the parts that make us really different from them. But the real person you should want to accept you is you. You've only got one life to live. Spend it being you. Spend it showing everyone how differently you view the world. Spend it doing things that lead you to being happy. Because you're the only one that actually matters. I mean that. I know that we care about people and we fall in love. But don't forget that you deserve your love too. You deserve to exist just the way you are. It's okay if it takes a while to accept that. It took me a while to accept that I don't have to fit into some kind of mold that was created by somebody else. For a while, I thought I shouldn't record my voice and share it with you because I think my voice is a little different. My voice isn't exceptionally girly. It's really deep. Maybe nasally. I don't know. But It's not that cute or high pitched or climaxing anime hentai girl esque. But thinking about it, when I listen to audios, I'm fascinated by the ones who sound just a bit different. Maybe how they carry themselves. Maybe how I can hear a little whistle when they speak some S sounds. Sometimes I can hear an accent I've never heard before, and I like it. The thought that maybe any of those voices not recording because they didn't like that about themselves is crushing a little bit. You know, you deserve to exist just the way that you are. Okay? I don't care what your mother said now or in the past, or what your father said now or in the past, what a family member, coworker, someone on the internet. I don't care what they said. You're amazing. And even if you don't see it, I know that you are. If you're a quiet person, don't let a loud person change you if you don't want to. If you like a certain type of music that not much people know about, tell us. That's interesting. You're interesting. I want to know more about you. You know, I used to be really self-conscious, and I might still be a little bit, but I'm working on it. For example, a couple of years ago, while at work, I asked my coworker to pass me my water bottle. I said, "Hey, would you pass me that bottle? The one with the orange bottle cap?" She looked at me and she said, "The what?" I responded, "The bottle with the orange bottle cap?" She laughed at me and she said, "It's actually pronounced orange." What the hell? That's what I just said. Orange, 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 orange. Suddenly, I didn't even know what colors were, apparently. And it really stuck with me for some reason. Suddenly, I thought, oh, what the hell else am I mispronouncing? In fact, I'm obviously still thinking about it now since I've mentioned this. But that was kind of rude, let's be honest. This is how I talk, and I don't see why I should change that for anyone if they understand what I'm saying. If you're gonna change for anyone, you better be changing into a better person, one that you will accept, regardless of what anyone else says. Have you ever played a game called Mass Effect? Particularly Mass Effect 2? Well, let me tell you about it. I love this game, first of all. Anyway, there's two characters in this game. You might have heard of them. One of your possible love interests. Her name is Miranda. She wears a skin-tight white spacesuit. She's courteous, book smart, pretty. Well, maybe she can be a little blunt, but still. It takes a while to get to know her, but she's a pretty cool character. She almost seems like a prude at first. On the other hand, there's a second love interest. Her name is Jack. Her head's shaved. She's covered in tattoos. Her clothes are belts. She's angry all the time. She tells you how she's feeling, and she just doesn't care. They're so different, but they're both such great characters. The game wouldn't be the same with one of them missing. The same goes for you. Things wouldn't be the same with you missing. So tell me. Tell me what you like. How you are. If you're short, if you're tall, if you can talk to me for 50 minutes about the split universes in Star Trek and enjoy yourself doing it, even if I don't have much to say. Please do it. I'll talk to you about my expertise, which is still remembering how to find the black and white Yoshi in Yoshi's Story for the N64. If you do need to know this, the black Yoshi's in the Bone Dragon Pit, in the cave where you have to destroy two blue blocks to get to. Then you hover over to the top rightmost corner, and the egg for him should be on that platform. The white one's on the level with the springs, and I'll tell you more later. But, like I was saying, even though some people have come from the same school as you, your same state, same country, or seen the same movie, played the same game, or watched the same show, you've perceived things a little differently than them. And I want to know how. Don't hide yourself. I want to see you. I want to hear you. Because, like I said, you deserve to exist just the way that you are.